This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
This is a trap! Tomorrow's
evening! The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Get ready for the ride.
Let's get weird!
Hide and seek. Hide and seek. Hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek for another Wednesday night. This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. A big thank you to those chicks talking footy. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with Mr. Trouble Tim.
Good evening.
Good evening. Also joining us in the studio this evening is our work apprentice kid.
Welcome.
Mark.
Thank you. Hello. Thank
Hello.
You.
Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you.
You are currently undertaking the Joy Radio training course, I understand.
Yes, yeah, I am. I'm coming in here every Thursday to learn the ropes about how Joy works.
And what made you become a radio training person?
It's always been an itch I've wanted to scratch. I've sort of been in here a few times for various other things that I've been involved in, and I've wanted to learn how to get behind the mic and work the panel and maybe one day even have my own show.
Fantastic. And it's all going well, I hope?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I'm about halfway through the course, so.
Brilliant. Well, you're going to be helping us out tonight. But if you are interested in undertaking the Joy Radio training course, just, of course, head along to joy.org.au/training, I think it is. So, and you can check it out.
That's fantastic.
It is.
It's a very good program.
It is. It is. Many years ago, I did it now, but it's very good.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. And joining us this evening to talk about Emanate, which is a brand new website. We're going to be finding out what it's all about with Chris, who's one of the writers of Emanate, and also Luke, who is the Associate Director of HIV and Sexual Health Education at ACON. Good evening, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for joining us. Luke, you happen to be in Melbourne today, which was lucky.
I am, look at it, yes. What could be better to be in Melbourne in the middle of winter?
Are you dying a little inside?
No, it's fine, it's fine. It's easy to put up with for one night.
So, Emanate, you describe it as being Australia's biggest and boldest online sexual health and wellbeing initiative for men who have sex with men. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think it's great. So I think I wrote that sentence a little while ago, and I think it's, to me, it conveys really the brand identity. Like, what are we all about? Who are we for?
And so Luke, what's the purpose of Emanate?
So I guess you take a step back and you think about all the sexual health programs that have been done previously, and they're really, really good, and they're really to the point, and they're really clinical. But what we wanted to make sure we were doing is making sexual health appealing to the greater gay audience, gay men audience. Now, that's pretty hard to do when you think about it, because it's always been very clinical, very to the point, and very sort of school book or school textbook. So what we wanted to do is make sure we had a hub that contained content that people want to engage with on a daily or weekly level, that gave them education, but also entertained them in a way for which they would want to learn more about certain topics, contribute, because at the end of the day, this is a hub that is for the community and needs to be part of the community. So what we've done is we put together a site which we feel has a lot of different content on it, from travel and party, to style, to sex, to dating. And, you know, we've worked in how we can actually educate the greater community about sexual health while not boring them to death with very clinical sort of sex-based content.
So, Chris, if I was searching the internet and I was familiar with a whole range of sites, what is this like something else, like even just a typical magazine? Is it like a HuffPost or is it a...
Well, I guess you could compare it to something like that on the basis it's going to be kind of lifestyle type content in there. But I think the way that we're delivering our information is going to be very, very different to kind of HuffPost. One of the things that we identified that the audience really wanted was they didn't want such short-based articles so much. You know, there's a room for that kind of very kind of poppy, punchy narrative. But they kind of wanted more in-depth content around these particular topics. So we went with something that was going to really give them some meat around these articles.
So you put together a narrative then, rather than just vox pops.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think there's a place for vox pops. You know, social media is very kind of attention grabby with vox pops, and there's still space for that. But certainly with our approach to content so far, I think the larger articles are working.
And so talk to us a little bit about why the site, why is it need, I mean, you mentioned, of course, you know, there's that desire, I guess, but how do you know that there's that desire to have this mix of sexual health and entertainment?
Well, at the end of the day, we need to get the sexual health message out there, right? When we did a lot of focus testing right across the country, this is a national focused type of program, so we wanted to make sure that we weren't, you know, traditionally, as we have been in the past, focused towards the east coast of the country. So we did a lot of focus testing across the country, picked up likes, dislikes, what people like from their media consumption. And the one thing we really got out of everything was that, you know, media in general these days is quite negative. So we had to make sure we were making it very positive, making it sure it was very appealing, and then, of course, making it something that reflected the lives of these people in the different parts across the country. And that's not just in the metro areas. We also went to the region areas. We did research across, you know, rural Australia even, making sure we hit all the different diverse groups that make up our community so that they had input into what we're actually producing.
So these articles, do they all come back to a sexual health message, or there are various articles that support some of the sexual health messages?
I think we've got a bit of a mix of both in there. So some of the content is very much, you know, lifestyle focused, and there may be some health-based information, whether it's not necessarily sexual health, but, you know, health promotion in general. But in a lot of cases, we are embedding some sexual health content into the messaging there. And that, I think on a personal level, that reflects a lot of the way that I live my life, and certainly my social peers as well. You know, there's a certain point in the dinner conversation when everybody starts talking about sex, and you can't really talk about sex, but then that's evolving into sexual health as well. So it's pretty much a standard narrative.
Well, we've got our work experience kid, Mark, going through the website at the moment, getting a bit of familiar, getting to know it a bit better, and he's going to be giving us some highlights of what his thoughts are a little bit later on.
Should you shag your flatmate?
we'll get the answer to that very shortly. So we haven't mentioned, I guess, but Akon and VAC are both behind this initiative. Talk to us a little bit about how that partnership's happening.
So, in essence, this is a federally government-funded project. So, Akon and VAC were both successful in a tender pitching for it. But I think the thing that we need to really focus on is that although we might be the lead agencies within this project, we are working with every AIDS council in every state and territory, the body positive across the country. We want to make sure that everyone has input into this program, and not just from an HIV sector or a sexual health sector. We've also contacted 400 other organisations, be they sporting groups, clubs, bars, whatever it might be across the country, to really help us not only promote this this project out there to get the best possible outcome for us and for the community, but also to have input and driving content about what's actually going on in their jurisdiction and what, you know, is reflecting the lives of their target audience themselves.
How do you avoid the too many cooks in the kitchen scenario when you've got all of these organizations providing their input?
We leave that up to Alex, our editor. He's sharp at that. Well, and that's why he's not here.
He's working hard.
A lot of these partner organisations that you know have, you know, very jurisdictional based intentions, then ultimately they're very, very sexual health focused, and sometimes they're just very campaign based sexual health. What they don't necessarily have is some of the lifestyle type articles that we're using to really engage our audience with, and then also carry that sexual health message as well. So there's a bit of message fatigue out there in the audience. Sure. It's a case of how many times can gay men be told to go and put on a condom, go and take your PrEP pill. So all of these things, we wrap them up in other curious ways that just kind of happen to us in real life.
That's fantastic.
Hi, this is Dan Savage, and you're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, and we are chatting about the Emanate website, a online sexual health and wellbeing initiative for men who have sex with men, no matter how they identify. And we've got Chris and Luke joining us this evening. Now, the website only launched in May. Talk to us a little bit about how hard it is, I guess, to get a brand new website up and running and out there. Chris, you're...
Well, I didn't have quite as many grey hairs before I started. It's been a really, really fun project to work on, and it continues to be a fun project to work on. And I think, you know, I feel very privileged that I get to come to work every day, and I get to write about sex and stuff. It's great. Like, that's a really good opportunity. In terms of the effort that we've put into setting this up, I think I came on board the team in September of last year, I think it was, and a lot of the time has been spent on producing content and working out, you know, what do we want to write about, and how do we say these kind of things that we want to say in really interesting ways. And I guess this probably segues into in the future when we would like other people to help us out.
I wanted to touch on that a little bit later.
Are
on.
Are you recruiting?
Yeah. And Luke, I'm guessing it wasn't a case that you could launch a website with one story and just hope it was...
No, this is a good 9 months in the making, really. Since we finally put the complete strategy in place, it's been 9 months start to finish. We've consulted with the community over that period of time to find out what they're actually interested in. We have to make sure that we're getting the most clinical stuff out there as well. Mm. When it comes to the complexity around safe sex these days, it's not just wear a condom. There's PrEP. There's, you know, undetectable viral loads and treatment as prevention and combination strategies and everything that goes with it. So the complexity has really come out in that as well, and making sure we had a content balance that reflected not only the lives of gay men, but also the strategies that they want to invoke and how we actually reduce stigma in the community towards people living with HIV and towards people who have, you know, early adopters of PrEP and so on and so forth. So we had to make sure that, you know, it wasn't just writing sexy stuff that made us happy, it was also getting the message out across. So that's taken a long time. On top of that, we've developed a brand from nothing, and we've launched it from our media strategy that went live a little over a month ago. You might have seen the animations we've put out, which have been really cool and fun. We've had lots of engagement from the community so far, but it's, you know, the test of the success of this project over time will be how often they engage with this moving forward.
So was there a difference between what people wanted in the cities as opposed to in the rural areas? Was there any notable differences there?
I think it's like with any relationship, right? Whether it be work, whether it be personal, whether it be with, you know, a website. It's about people seeing it reflect them in some way and seeing them bought into the relationship as much as they are. And that's what we're pitching this as. We're producing content that fits people in cities, it's fitting people in rural and regional areas, but we've made sure that a lot of our content is reflected on our audience based on their behaviours and their intent rather than their demographics, because things that affect people in the cities do affect people in the country as well, but at the same time there are specific differences that we have to make sure we address.
I mean, we've all probably done one of these quizzes, you know, are you an otter, are you a twink, are you a what this or that label. How do you design content to, I guess, break down some of those tribes that we have?
I think the tribes are worth noting because different things appeal to different people in terms of content. But when we're talking about our sexual health message, it's very much behavior based as opposed to identity based. Because ultimately, as gay men or bisexual men or any other kind of men has sex with men, we're all ultimately having sex with men. So that's the kind of common behavior in there. The next hook is then really what kind of in content appeals to different kinds of people. And I'm hoping that we've really tried to address that with the kind of examples of content that you're seeing on the website. So we have something for different age groups, we have something different for all sorts of different subpopulations in there.
So you've got one here, am I a pig?
Yeah.
I take that's down to behavior?
Well, pretty much.
Or an identity.
Exactly. And so that article really kind of goes and discusses if people are identifying as what we call a pig, then how does that differ in terms of behavioural or defining characteristics compared to the otter, the panda, various other bits and pieces? And that's an odd one out because the pig is entirely behavioural based as opposed to what Mother Nature deals you in terms of your body shape, your size, or the image that you choose.
Fair enough.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're going to do a bit of a deep dive into Emanate very shortly.
So why don't we just fuck?
Hide and Seek.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Tonight we're exploring the Emanate website, Australia's online sexual health and wellbeing initiative for men who have sex with men. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with Tim and our work experience kid Mark and Chris and Luke from Emanate. Our work experience kid Mark's been having a bit of a look through the website while I've been chatting about it. Mark, what's your first impressions?
I think there's a really wide range of content on there. Which surprises me because often, like you guys were saying earlier, a lot of the sexual health websites that you come across really only have sexual health information on them. But I mean, looking through here, there's all sorts of tips. I mean, one of my favourite articles, I think, is the 15 ways to appreciate Berlin without going to Bergheim, which sort of talks not only about places to stay, but things to do, and then sort of gets into the more serious things like Folsom Europe and laboratory, and then it has a message behind that. So tell me a little bit more about why you're including articles about travel.
Cool. Well, I think it really comes down to the essence of if we're going to sustain an ongoing conversation with our audience, with the community, then we need to really reflect what the community is up to. Now, not everybody out in the community is going to go to Berlin. Yeah. Some people either, you know, that's not their thing or they can't afford to go, but there will be some people in the community that either have been and go, oh my God, is their experience the same as mine? Or people that are aspirationally looking to go and go, well, what do I need to know, because what have my gay peers done and gone before me, and like what can I learn from them? So we've used that really as an opportunity to engage people in a very different way rather than just saying use a condom and take your PrEP. Now in that article specifically we do actually mention the benefits of using condoms and taking PrEP, but of course that's then a kind of a weaved in message into that.
I mean, who doesn't want to get laid on holiday?
Right.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, if you're not going somewhere that speaks English as the first language, you know, negotiating sex in different cultures and negotiating sex in different languages and tips and tricks on how to do that. And that's what we're trying to bring to the fold here.
A tip is that maybe not on there is it is very difficult fisting a guy who does not speak English.
I want to know more about this story.
Anyway, But Luke, we've got the core what do you call it? The menu on the top is entertainment, sex and dating, travel and party, health, style, and not suitable for work. So Do you have an individual writer for each area, or how does it work?
No, we don't. Like, what we've done is a lot of this stuff was split up between the four of us to start with, producing as much content as we could. Then we started reaching out to people we knew within the community that focused on particular areas. But the fact of the matter is, we're looking for people who have interests in any of these and whatever topic they might have outside of this as well. This is the only stuff that we've had come back so far.
Yeah.
So we can always add to this. But what we were looking to do is really get community input, let the community have a voice, and really talk about topics and give them a platform for which they want to speak about those topics in a, you know, in a positive way.
Tim, what are some of the articles that are jumping at you?
So just having a look here. I did like the one M.I. Pig, I must say, because I identified with quite a few of those. 5 reasons to jump right in regardless of his HIV status, because I think that's important for stigma, to combat stigma.
Yeah.
Also, how to get the perfect size condom online, custom made to fit you.
Who knew? Right.
And, you know, there's those standard varieties in supermarkets and they don't fit everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's really good.
And Mark, what else has been jumping at you?
I sort of get the impression that that one of the great things about this site is that it's going to be the sort of thing that you're going to want to share with people. So, you know, things like 6 ways to preserve your dignity at a gay club. I mean, I think just about everyone I know needs to read that article. But also, you know, then things like he told me he's on PrEP and wanted raw sex. Here's what I said. It's a very difficult conversation sometimes to have for a lot of people. So being able to share that with sort of your social media networks, I think, is going to be really quite powerful.
Mm. And Luke, I'm guessing there's the point there. It's sort of, you know, some of them are that traditional like BuzzFeedy type headlines, a bit clickbait, I guess, in some ways.
Content marketing.
Content marketing. There we go. Content marketing. And I guess the shareability must be an important factor in being able to drive this.
Absolutely. So, you know, our community over, you know, as long as we can remember, has shared through peer-to-peer networks, whether it be around sexual health, whether it be around which is the best party to go to, where to stay overseas, what to do at circuit, whatever it might be. That's the best way we've got to actually educate each other. So if we can put you know, content out in the internet, which can be shared across social networks, across peer groups, which educates them and allows them to have, you know, verbal conversations later on to really reinforce the messaging and have that, you know, that trusted source of information coming through, it's really going to empower us to make sure we achieve our objectives, you know, of reducing HIV transmissions and just generally increasing better sexual health amongst our community.
We're going to find out more about how you can also get involved very shortly here on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek. Joy 94.9.
The Emanate website we are talking about here on Hide and Seek, and Chris and Luke are joining us. Guys, you've been talking a lot about the conversation and how important it is for the conversation to be generated across the community, no matter where people are living. It sounds like you're also asking for the community to become really involved in this by providing some support.
Yeah, we most definitely are. And that's one of the main points of this project, is not just to have 4 voices who work on staff or, you know, our mates that sort of contribute to this particular project. What we want to do is hear from every, you know, corner of the country and have the voice of every corner of the country reflected within the site itself and within the content.
So what does that look like? Is it, do I have to be a, you know, an experienced copywriter and you know, that sort of thing?
Not at all. I'm not. I don't know how I managed to get this job, but I thank Luke for that. really, it's I think that the first step is, you know, have something to say. First of all, and also, like, at the Emanate Tone, what I love about the Emanate Tone is we're very, very positive, sex positive, and we try to find the good angle in anything. One of the things that we learned very early on within our focus groups was really that a lot of people are fed up with negative media. It's just whining and it's not nice. So therefore, we wanted to really counter that and actually provide something that was going to be sending messages of positivity and good to the community. And ultimately, we believe that's what engages people. So if people feel that they have something good to say and a really good way to say it, then please come and let us know what you'd like to, what you'd like to contribute, or even give us suggestions about things that you'd like to see.
And you're suggesting that that can be on anything, just in broadly in line with the, you know, as you identify as somebody who has sex with men.
Yeah, absolutely,
pretty much.
And would my, if I was going to go and write an article, does it have to be a certain length? Can it just be a quick story, or does it have to be, you know, 1,000 words, or?
It can be anything really. So ideally between 500 and 1,000 words, anything more than 1,000 words. And, you know, it's going to take a little while to chew through that. I know, because I've written a few of those. But ultimately, anything around 500 words is a really good starting point for an article. Absolutely.
But also, don't limit yourself just to text. Mm. If you want to do video, if you want to do audio, however, whatever medium you want to submit and be part of this project, we're open to that and very much, you know, encourage it.
We love video. Video is great.
And have you had any user content, user generated content has come through yet?
We've had a few pieces come through. We haven't actually published anything yet, because it's going through obviously the editing process. Mm. But you'll start to see that roll out onto the site in the next week or so.
So just talk to me a little bit about the editing process. So if I was writing my article, you know, I sent it through to you, it wouldn't just go up straight away.
Unfortunately not, no. In a perfect world, that would happen. But obviously, we have an editorial philosophy. We have a look and feel, and there is a voice that the site entails. So we provide guidance around that for when submitting. We work with you after it has been submitted. It's not like we just take your content and change it for our purposes and that's the last you hear from us. It's very much a collaborative effort to make sure that we're getting the best piece out that gets your message across and what you want to talk about, but also make sure that it's in the readable way that we need it to be for the site and what's going to drive the best engagement.
Mm. And Mark, as we wrap up our chat with Chris and Luke, as somebody who, you know, we introduced you to the website tonight, what would be your suggestion to a listener about the website?
Look, I think you should get on there and have a read. There'll be something on there that you'll find interesting. It's really, really easy to use, and hey, it's even mobile friendly.
Fair enough. Chris and Luke, thank you so much for joining us here on Hide and Seek, introducing us to the Emanate website. What's the website address?
It is www.emanate.com.au, and Emanate is E-M-E-N and the number 8.
Very easy. Luke, Chris, thank you so much for joining us here on Hide and Seek.
Thanks so much, guys.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. A little bit more to come.
Oh, hi. You caught us waiting for Mum's famous Sunday roast. It's about the only time this rowdy mob of a family gets together these days, which means it's a great time to talk about important things, like the fact that I signed up to the Australian Organ Donor Register to help end the wait for those in need of a life-saving transplant. Now I've registered online, it's important for these guys here to know, because families play an important role in the donation process. So they need to know I've registered, and I'm going to encourage them to do the same. So I better get my 2 cents in. Somewhere between the loud conversation about the footy and the arrival of the roast. But remember, visit donatelife.gov.au today and help end the wait for someone in need.
Joy is proud to support this community service message.
Hide and Seek. Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew, Tim and our work experience kid Mark with us tonight. Mark, we just had a chat about the Emanate website. It seems like a pretty good little initiative there.
Yeah, I'm really quite excited about it. I'm looking forward to getting home and having a proper read of it, to be honest.
And we discovered you're heading off to Berlin soon during that interview.
Yes.
What are you planning to do over there?
Well, so this will be my third time, I think, in Berlin.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay. We've got a veteran here.
Yeah, so I've seen all the... I've done the sightseeing, and I'm a little bit more should we say, confident this time round. So I think I'm going to be in the clubs a little bit more this time. So
what was your reservation before?
I think, and this is going back quite a few years, being younger, being a little bit new to some of the scene, and also being a little bit, maybe even a little bit sort of scared about some of the sexual health stuff that goes along with some of those Berlin clubs.
Right.
Sort of had me sort of a little bit nerve, and being there on my own, I'm going to be there with a friend this time, which is going to be handy. But also this time, sort of, I've grown into myself a little bit more since the last time.
As we all do when we're experiencing communities, I think. Do you identify as any particular part of the community?
Oh, look, I get involved in a lot of things. I like to... I don't know.
Not really.
Are you a pig, Mark?
Sometimes.
Yep.
From time to time, yes.
There we go. But you're not going to Berlin particularly for a leather event or a rubber event or anything like that?
No. That's sort of just a bonus, I guess.
And, all right. So that sounds great. When are you off for that?
End of July.
End of July. So you're going to be... Stick around with us, though, for the next couple of weeks, I think.
Yes, yep.
Here at Hide and Seek.
Yep.
As you finish and head towards the end of your radio training course.
Yes.
So you've got 4 weeks to go.
I've got 4 weeks more to go, yes.
Very good. You'll be all done and dusted and then be able to have a rest and relaxation in Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
What are you most looking forward to in Berlin?
I'm going to have to say laboratory, to be honest.
Right.
And that's because I haven't been there before.
Okay.
But I wanted to last time, but was just too nervous to go on my own.
Okay. So that's a good signal, I guess, Tim, for, you know, if we've just met Mark and getting to understand a little bit about him.
And I want to hear the stories after.
I'll have to come back when I'm done then.
You'll have to come back. This has been Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 for another evening. A big thank you to Chris and Luke from Emanate. Make sure you get along to that website. Check it out. Big thank you, of course, to David, who does all of our podcasts. Hide and Seek's right up there in May. 64,000 podcasts downloaded from Joy 94.9 during May, which is another record. And Hide and Seek well and truly up there. Coming up next, of course, is Indie Heads with Declan. This has been Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We'll be back next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Ciao.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.